Roa, how much longer do you think I'm going to be here?
I'm not sure, Princess Alfhild.
Look, we've been in here long enough. You can drop the pretense.
Okay, Hilda. I don't know.
How long can my father stay like this?
He just wants to make sure that you get the proper suitor.
This has gone way too far. Men are dying.
Well, I don't think you would have wanted to marry any of them.
Well, no, if they can't even beat a couple of snakes and a few guards. But still, that doesn't mean they have to die.
But all the poor men are drawn here like a moth to the flame, heralded by the tales of the most fair Princess Alfhild.
Oh, stop it! Like they aren't drawn to money that comes with marrying me.
That's very true. I guess I couldn't really believe the just your face part. Because while your face is nice and all, it's not that nice.
Groa!
Sorry. Oh, I've just gotten so used to it. Your face, our maid's face, and the guard who brings our food's face. That's all the faces I ever see.
Well, Groa, I have to thank you. All my other ladies abandoned me when my father decreed that I was to be locked in a tower. All I did was kiss one boy.
He means well. I mean, look at what happened to your mom.
I'd rather have her fate than mine. Okay, no, you're right.
Want to make another needlepoint?
Do we have room for another needlepoint?
No, not really.
Alfhild, Maiden of the Sea.
Did you hear that?
I don't know.
Ouch! You're stepping on my foot!
You got to be closer to the door last time.
But I'm the prince. Fine. You sure? It's always the snakes. Which one got him this time? Sonya! Oh, Mordor, it's always you.
Please tell me he's not going to... Ew! Seriously?
That's his way of bringing me back a trophy from his kills. Isn't it, Morty?
Does it always have to be the hand, though?
Well, I guess it's only fitting, you know, because he tried to kill him with his hand.
Still, do you have to pet him? Now you have blood all over your dress and hands.
Go put it with the others, Groa. How many hands are we up to?
26.
Well, maybe the 27th will be the one.
If you say so.
All right, Your Majesty. The ship is all loaded and ready to go. All we need is a destination.
Oh dear, sweet Borgar, if that was only all I needed. But alas, the heart does not come with a compass.
Well, I come with food provided by the king, so I really don't care where I go.
Don't you lust for adventure? To set sail in the open sea to find one's true destiny? Oh, Norns, thou art cruel mistresses. If only thou could tell me of my fate so I would know where to go.
Aren't you supposed to find a princess? Isn't that why the king sent you on this quest, anyway?
Oh yes, but I get a fate not a lot get. The freedom to choose. And the choices are killing me.
What about Princess Estrid of the Danes?
Oh no. I've heard tale of this princess. She is fair, but not virtuous.
What of Ulfhild of the Plain?
Too barbaric. I need someone who can put me on the map as a prince, you know? Not just any princess, I want one who challenges my honor and valor. Have you heard any tales whilst you were at Sale?
Just a one, but I don't think it's a good idea.
Oh, do tell, good Borgar, my ears are aflame.
All right. I heard a tale from one of my old crew members of the Princess of the Geats, Alfhild.
Oh, I like her already.
Why, because of the name?
What about the name?
Anyway, her father is a notoriously tough warlord, so to get to her, it's really difficult.
Tell me the tale.
Legend has it that noblemen have tried, but none have come back with their lives.
Ooh, a challenge. Methinks this could be my path to princely glory.
She is locked in a tower of the castle, where there are guards and two ferocious snakes to protect her. It is said whoever can make it through this shall win her hand.
Perfect. By the gods, this must be the destiny I seek.
Did you not hear the part where everyone has died trying?
I would rather die pursuing valor than live an unremarkable life.
I would rather stay under the king's service. Besides, it's suicide. Dozens of suitors have tried it by now.
If thou shalt not take me, thou need not worry about the king's service any longer.
To the kingdom of the Geats it is.
Geats ho!
Now this has gone on long enough.
My lady, why dost thou enter my royal study?
It has been ages since I've seen Alfhild.
Advisors, disperse. How dare you intrude on a meeting of importance? Do you forget your place?
No, please, have audience with me. For old time's sake.
All right. You may speak.
I am frightened for Alfhild's sake.
She is perfectly fine where she is. Much safer than if she was out there.
Yes, but what if no one can get through?
Ha! I captured the snakes and put them there myself. If they aren't a good enough warrior to get through that, then they aren't worth Alfhild's hand.
I am also concerned because what if someone makes it through who is not a suitable match for our Alfhild?
What do you mean?
The last attempt was the closest to date. However, the man in question was a farmer's boy.
What? Are you certain?
Yes, my king.
We can't let her marry a farmer's boy. It would disgrace our names.
Precisely. So I think that we could add a second tier to our challenge.
Yes, another challenge. We could see how long he lasts under torture.
I was thinking something that wouldn't maim our daughter's future husband.
But how else will we know if he has royal blood?
Let Alfhild decide if she wants to marry him or not.
Let Alfhild decide? Have you gone mad?
She is the only heir we have left to the throne.
You made sure of that.
We don't want to risk ostracizing her. Do you want Audun to be king?
What? That yellow-bellied oaf!
That is what we risk in this situation. We must play our cards very carefully.
I like to attack my problems head-on, with a broadsword.
That's not always how these things are meant to be dealt with. My dear King Seward, haven't I been punished enough? We made a great team. I beg to be again at your right side, or left side, hell, at your feet. This has to be managed properly.
I suppose you are right. Mostly because I hate Alden.
Please, let Alfhild choose. She is learning responsibility and leadership. She will be able to tell if her suitor is unworthy.
I will mull it over.
Ponder with me, dear Borgar, the glory of rescuing Princess Elfhild.
We've done nothing but ponder, dream, and imagine that.
It feels like it was just yesterday when you told me of her.
It was definitely a fortnight ago. We have talked about it 44 times since then.
Oh. Borgar, what do you dream of?
Of a certain prince helping row the boat, so we get there earlier.
No, really, Borgar. What do you want to accomplish in your lifetime?
Never really thought about it. Honestly, I just go where the gold is.
But what else, Borgar? Surely every wanderer's heart yearns to settle.
I mean, if I one day found a girl who could make an honest man out of me, sure. But I'm not holding my breath.
Ah, I admire that about you, Borgar. You're so free.
What do you call this? We're roaming across the seas to find you the most beautiful maiden.
But being the sixth son of seven, it's a lot of pressure. There is no way I am becoming king, and everything has already been done. One of my brothers killed a draugr and brought back their head for a trophy.
You? Well, you're young, just getting out there. I am sure you will make a name for yourself, too.
Land ho!
And now's your chance!
I'm never getting out of here, am I?
No, I'm sure that's not true.
We haven't had another prospective suitor in a fortnight.
Well, you can't lose hope.
All the noble men across the kingdoms will die, and then I'll have to marry my cousin.
Auden? No, it won't come to that. It'll never come to that. We will run away before that happens.
You know Aunt Jareen has been hinting about it forever. She and Mormor Sassy would love it.
And you could spend all day getting his beard braids perfectly in place.
Ugh, I'm gonna vomit just thinking about it.
Did you hear that?
No, it's probably wishful thinking. I thought I heard someone every day since the last guy.
Okay, there's someone definitely there.
Does he sound handsome?
I don't know, Elfhild. I can't really tell. All I know is he must have a decent sword.
Well, that's good enough for me.
Princess Elfhild, I am here to rescue you.
Ah, he's made it past the guards!
Now all that's left is the snakes.
Take that, you loathsome beast! And that!
Did he defeat the snakes?
Sounds like he didn't.
Borgar! Borgar! Borgar!
Whoa! What is it, Prince Alf?
The trial is rigged! The tyranny!
Keep your voice down! Come with me. All I wanted was a pint of ale. Look, Prince Alf, can I call you Alfie?
Are you drunk?
Well, I figured that you would have taken longer with the rescuing, but...
I would have if it wasn't rigged.
Listen, calm down. What do you mean it was rigged?
I valiantly passed through the guards, but the snakes must be cursed or something.
Why do you say that?
My sword was forged in my father's forgery with only the purest iron and the most trained dwarves, and look at it!
Whoa, those dwarves cut some corners. Jeez, your sword is in half, my brother.
It wasn't the dwarves, it was the snakes. My sword did not leave a single cut on them.
So, What you were saying is that they were super snakes.
No, it would be more helpful for you to be sober right now. Anyway, seeing as I can't change that, I'll tell you about it, but you won't be much help. The snakes have been cursed, so swords can't kill them. And until we figure out what to do, trying to rescue Princess Elfhild is a suicide mission. There is another piece to this puzzle.
Auden, may I have a word with you?
Not now, Mother. I'm busy.
Now, Auden.
Okay. What is it?
We seem to have a problem with our plan.
What is it, Mom? Everything seems to be going really well.
Things are not going really well. Someone came yesterday and got past all the guards.
Ha! They'll never get past the snakes, though.
My sources have told me that someone fought off the snakes, broke his sword, and ran off.
So? We never have to hear from him again, do we? He'll be off on his way, and I'll be married to my cousin in no time.
No, Auden, this is not the last we will hear from him. Do you know who the last man who attempted was?
No.
Prince Alf of the Danes, 7th in line for the throne, and that number is dropping every day. 2 of his brothers have pregnant wives.
So?
So, that man is desperate for power, and here he has stumbled across a kingdom where he can take it. That power should be yours.
Ha! He won't be able to pass the snakes. That's where I got him beat.
Ha! You wouldn't even make it past the guards. Look at you. You haven't been training. All you do is laze around. Miserable, ungrateful oaf.
I'm sorry, Mom.
I'm sorry, too. Sorry you aren't man enough to complete one task. Even when I have leveled your playing field. Sorry you aren't half the man that Alf is to stand up and take what is yours.
I won't let you down, I promise.
You better not. Otherwise you'll no longer be my son. You are just like your father, lazy and weak. One wrong move and you'll be banished. You're on thin ice with the king as it is.
I won't let you down, Mom. I promise.
Good. Now be a good boy and check on our Hexa.
Borga, it's too early. All right. Wait. Who are you?
Yes. You are him. You are the one.
Do I know you?
Prince Alf, put down thy broken sword.
Who are you? And how do you know my name?
It is best that you do not know. She has spies everywhere.
Who does? What are you talking about?
I don't have time, but I am here to help you achieve your fate, for I have seen it.
You are Hexia, aren't you?
Shh! Keep your voice down. You were right. The snakes are cursed.
I knew it!
Alfhild, Maiden of the Sea, was written and directed by Jelena Cousy. Alfhild was played by Casey Maeda, Groa by Aaron Bennett, Prince Alf by Stuart Holmes, Borgar by Zian Kramer, King Seward by Seth Hart, Joreen by Jelena Cousy, Auden by Yukon Gold, Ionia by Kristen Martin. Suitor to Be was played by Jeremy Robichaud. The music was composed by Aaron Carney. It was produced by Genny Warder, who you can find on Spotify. And the violin was volunteered by Faye Jensen, who runs Sky Elise Etsy Boutique. A special thanks to Freesound and Zapslat for sound effects. See you all next time!